We're going to think a little bit about Zacchaeus. We heard a story about Zacchaeus, and you might be thinking, what does Zacchaeus have to do with harvest? You might think, do I need to climb up a tree if I'm going to be thankful? Do we think that that's what we need to do? No. Well, let me tell you about Zacchaeus, because Zacchaeus was a person who liked things. He liked things very, very much. Let's see if we can pretend that Steph, just for a moment, is Zacchaeus. Here's some things, Zacchaeus. There's some things. Now, the thing that Zacchaeus liked more than some things was even more things. When Zacchaeus got some things, what he found is he wanted more things. And when he got more things, he enjoyed those things so much that he thought, actually, I'd quite like some more things. So whenever he got more money, he got more things. And then when he ran out of money, he decided that he would maybe just take a little bit extra from people in order that he could get even more things. The problem was, for Zacchaeus, like our example over here, the things got in the way. And Zacchaeus couldn't see his way in life, and he couldn't see those around him. But then Zacchaeus heard that Jesus was coming to town. So he wanted to go and see Jesus, but he couldn't see Jesus because even though he had lots of things, he couldn't make his way through the crowd because none of the people in the crowd liked Zacchaeus because he was a cheat and he took away their money unfairly. So they wouldn't help him to see Zacchaeus. So Zacchaeus climbed up a tree to see Jesus. And when Zacchaeus was up the tree, not only did Zacchaeus see Jesus, but Jesus saw Zacchaeus. And Jesus said to Zacchaeus, "Zacchaeus, I'm coming to your house today for tea." And Zacchaeus welcomed Jesus into his house. And to welcome him, he needed to put down some of his things. And then he found that his hands were free. He was sharing his house with Zacchaeus, and he was sharing his food with Zacchaeus. And as he learned to share his house and his food with Zacchaeus, he learned that actually giving away and sharing felt good. So he started giving away some of his things and some of his money, and he found that the things that had got in the way for him actually weren't there anymore. The things that had held him and had stopped him from seeing those around him weren't actually there anymore. And he could reach out to those around him and he could see those around him. Now, in our world, we might not be like Zacchaeus. We might not like things quite as much as Zacchaeus does. But perhaps in our world, we have so much that we can't see those around us from time to time as well. Perhaps we have so much food in our cupboards that we forget that in the world there are people who don't have enough to eat. Perhaps we have so many toys or books in our house that we forget that there are people in the world who don't have opportunities to learn or to play. Perhaps we have so many friends and people around us that we forget that sometimes people in our world are lonely or isolated. But, like Zacchaeus, when we start giving some of what we have away in generosity towards God and towards one another, we find that we have hands that can reach out to others, we have eyes that can see their need, because the things that we have are not getting in the way anymore. When we start to share and give away some of the things that God has given us, we find that we can enjoy God's world alongside one another with all God's people and all of God's creation. Now, as I said, we have lots of things to be thankful for in this world, but there are many people around the world who don't have the same things that we do. So in a moment, we're going to spend some time praying, and we're going to pray in two ways. And this box, there's some items in this box which are going to help us in our prayers. So for each item in the box, as we bring it out, we're going to ask you guys to think about what it represents and then to say very quickly a thank you and a please prayer related to each of the objects. So a thank you prayer, let's do an example together. A thank you prayer for, well, what might this represent? It's a loaf of bread. What might it represent? It's not just bread, but it might represent food. So this represents food, and our thank you prayer could be, thank you, God, for all of the food that we have and all the ways that we have everything that we need to eat each day. Our please prayer might be asking God to help those who don't have enough to eat around the world, nearby to us or far away around the world. So that's an example of bread being food, representing food. So shall we have just 20 seconds or so, just where you are with those near to you, if you'd like to pray aloud, or in your heads if you want to pray quietly, a thank you prayer and a please prayer about food, and then we will pray a prayer to bring that section to an end, and then we'll bring another object out which will help us to pray in another way. So first of all, let's begin by saying thank you to God for food and asking God to please help those who don't have enough to eat. Right, off we go with food prayer. Fantastic. So I'm going to say a prayer now to bring all of our prayers about food together. God, thank you for all the food that you provide for us to eat. Thank you for all those who work to make our food. Please help those who today don't have enough food to eat, and help those who are working to feed them. Amen. Amen. What's the next object in our prayer box, Steph? A first aid kit. What might a first aid kit represent? Oh, good thinking. Doctors, maybe. Dentists, health. Excellent thoughts. Yes, health and healing. So we can be thankful for those who look after us, hospitals, doctors, nurses. We can be thankful for our own health. But we could also pray, just in 20 seconds, for those who we know who are not well at the moment, who are unwell. So let's pray for any who are unwell, as well as saying thank you for all those who look after our health.
So I'm going to say a prayer now for health and healing. Thank you, God, for all those who look after us when we are unwell. Doctors, nurses, paramedics, dentists, please be with those who are unwell today. Give them hope and bring healing. Amen.
Amen. What's next in the box, Steph? Ooh, a balloon. Now, a balloon represents all the good things that we enjoy. So it might be people that we love, friends and family. It might be beautiful places, anything that we enjoy, nature, music, art, dancing, whatever you enjoy, that good thing which brings you life and joy is represented by this balloon. So each of us in our hearts, let's say thank you to God for the things we enjoy, but let's also think of those who feel sad today, those who feel sad, who don't feel as though they are enjoying life today. Let's pray a thank you prayer for the things we enjoy and a prayer for any people who feel sad today. Thank you, God, for all the good things that you give us and we enjoy, for people who we love, for beautiful places around us, for nature, for music, for dance. Please be close to all those who feel sad today. Amen. What's next in the box, Steph?
Bible.
A Bible. What could a Bible represent to us? Let's think about that. What might a Bible represent? Anybody? You can shout it out. Church. Well done, Arthur. Church, our Bible represents. So we're going to say thank you to God for our church here, and we're going to ask God to help us to make everybody in our community feel welcome as part of our church. So let's thank God for our community here at St. Andrew's and ask God to help us be a welcoming and open community.
Thank you, God, for our church, St. Andrew's. Thank you for all the people who help the church be a place of life and joy that it is. Please help everyone to feel welcomed and included in our wonderful community and to find you at the centre of all we do. Amen.
Amen. Our final object in the box, Steph, what is it? Oh, it's a big one. What is it?
Mirror.
A mirror. What might a mirror represent to us? What might a mirror represent?
Your reflection.
Your reflection, yourself. So we're going to pray for ourselves and those around us. Each of us, God has made unique. He's given us a unique personality, a unique set of skills. So let's thank God for the wonderful and unique way in which he has made each of us. And let's pray that God would help us to show his love to those around us. So let's spend a moment in prayer. Thank you, God, that you have made each of us wonderfully unique and in your own image. Please help us to show your love to all those around us. Amen. Amen. And now we're going to pray a special harvest collect prayer together. So that will come up on the screen. Let's pray this prayer together. Creator God, you made the goodness of the land, the riches of the sea, and the rhythm of the seasons. As we thank you for the harvest, may we cherish and respect this planet and its people. Through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Amen.